The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 29th of February, 2008. It is Leap Day, the extra day that we tack on to February every 4 years to keep the calendar in time with the seasons, because the Earth does not orbit the Sun in 365 days, but 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds. Ancient peoples based their calendars on many things: the movements of the stars, the activities of plants and animals. Most early calendars based on the stages of the moon, with lunar months of about 29 days each. But the lunar calendar is about 11 days short of the actual year, so you'd have to add a leap month every few years to it. The Egyptians were one of the first to develop a calendar with 12 months, 365 days. Julius Caesar, after his affair with Cleopatra, adopted the Egyptian calendar. It became known as the Julian calendar and worked well for a while, until in the 13th century a friar named Roger Bacon pointed out that it was not working and Christians were celebrating holy days on the wrong dates. And Pope Gregory XIII fixed it in 1582 by deleting 10 days from the year, the Gregorian calendar, which should do us pretty well until the year 4909. Here's a poem for today, a poem by W.H. Auden, As I Walked Out One Evening. As I walked out one evening, walking down Bristol Street, the crowds upon the pavement were fields of harvest wheat, and down by the brimming river I heard a lover sing under an arch of the railway, "Love has no ending. I'll love you, dear, I'll love you, till China and Africa meet, and the river jumps over the mountain, and the salmon sing in the street. I'll love you till the ocean is folded and hung up to dry, and the seven stars go squawking like geese about the sky. The years shall run like rabbits, for in my arms I hold the flower of the ages and the first love of the world." But all the clocks in the city began to whir and chime. Oh, let not time deceive you. You cannot conquer time. In the burrows of the nightmare where justice naked is, time watches from the shadow and coughs when you would kiss. In headaches and in worry, vaguely life leaks away, and time will have his fancy tomorrow or today. Into many a green valley drifts the appalling snow. Time breaks the threaded dances and the diver's brilliant bow. Oh, plunge your hands in water, plunge them in up to the wrist, stare, stare in the basin, and wonder what you've missed. The glacier knocks in the cupboard, the desert sighs in the bed, and the crack in the teacup opens a lane to the land of the dead, where the beggars raffle the banknotes, and the giant is enchanting to Jack, and the lily-white boy is a roarer, and Jill goes down on her back. Oh, look, look in the mirror. Oh, look in your distress. Life remains a blessing, although you cannot bless. Oh, stand, stand at the window, as the tears scald and start. You shall love your crooked neighbor with your crooked heart. It was late, late in the evening. The lovers, they were gone. The clocks had ceased their chiming, and the deep river ran on. W.H. Auden's poem, As I Walked Out One Evening, from his collected poems published by Vintage and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.